Welcome back to Security Dialogues. I'm Jesse, and this is episode 2. Last time, Marcus wanted to sort vulnerabilities by where the attacker was standing, and it did not go well for him. Today, he gets to defend something much more popular and much harder to defend. The risk matrix. 5x5, likelihood times impact, color-coded, on every second slide in this industry. This week, an important online meeting took place, and Marcus led a customer straight to the decision to ship a patch immediately, based on a single number sitting next to a finding. No further debate. Just the number.
And you were on that call, Marcus. You handed them that number and watched them make the decision on it. So before you defend the matrix in the abstract, defend that.
Gladly, but I want to start with what it replaced, because nobody remembers that part.
Go on.
Before the matrix, we had four groups of people with four private opinions about what was dangerous, and no way to put those opinions next to each other. Engineering thought that crypto was the problem. Legal thought the data retention was the problem. Sales thought the audit finding was the problem, because it was blocking a deal. Each of them was partly right, and none of them could be compared to any of the others, so what actually decided priority was who spoke last and how loudly.
And now it's decided by a number.
Now it's decided by a number that all four of them had to agree on. That is not nothing. That is, in fact, most of what I have.
Then let me ask about the number. What is a 3?
On likelihood, moderate. Possible, not expected.
So it's a word. It is the third word in a list of 5 words. You have written a numeral next to it, and the numeral has no unit, no zero, and no defined distance to the word above it.
It has an order. 3 is more than 2.
More by how much?
More.
Then you can sort with it. You cannot multiply with it. Multiplying requires that the step from 2 to 3 be the same size as the step from 4 to 5. Yours isn't, and you can't even tell me whether it is, because you never defined what the steps measure. What you have is a ranking, and you are doing arithmetic on a ranking. And the arithmetic is producing a number that looks like it was calculated.
It ranks consistently.
It ranks reproducibly. A broken instrument is reproducible. That is the least interesting property a measurement can have.
Give me the harm. Concretely, where does the sorting go wrong?
In your own output. Take two rows that both come out at 12. One is a 4 on likelihood and a 3 on impact. It happens most quarters, it costs a few days, everybody is annoyed. The other is a 3 and a 4, it almost never happens, and when it does, you are explaining it to a regulator. Your matrix puts both in the same cell and tells the business they warrant the same treatment.
They warrant the same attention.
They warrant nothing of the kind. One is an operating cost. You should budget for it and stop discussing it in this room. The other is a question about whether you survive a bad year, and it belongs in a completely different conversation with completely different people. The only thing that put them in the same cell was a multiplication you were not entitled to perform.
I'll give you that. Not the conclusion, the arithmetic. You're right about the arithmetic, and I have known you were right about it for years.
Then why is it still on your slides?
Because I have never been handed anything that does the other thing it does. The matrix is not a calculation, Tess. It is a table people have to sit at. The number is the excuse for the meeting. Take the number away and the meeting does not happen, and then we are back to whoever speaks loudest.
So stop reporting the number and keep the meeting.
And say what, at the end of it?
Say what you just said to me. 2 sentences. There is a thing that happens most quarters and costs us days, and there is a thing that almost never happens and ends the product line. That carried more information than the 12 did.
It did. It also took 4 times as long, and there were 11 other items on that agenda, and the person I was saying it to had 40 minutes for the entire risk portfolio. You have never had to present one.
No.
All right. My turn. Where do the inputs come from?
Estimates.
From whom?
From us. From you.
So you have spent 20 minutes demanding rigor in the arithmetic while accepting a guess as the input. You did not attack the weak part of the matrix. You attacked the one part of it that was honest about being approximate.
The multiplication is what makes the guess look like it isn't one.
Now that is a real objection, and it is a different one from the one you started with. Say more.
When you multiply two numbers, the product inherits the properties of both. If one factor is measured and the other is guessed, the product looks as confident as the measurement and is as accurate as the guess. Nobody downstream can tell which half was which. By the time it reaches your board, it is a 12, and a 12 does not remember where it came from.
Agreed, entirely. Now let me ask you the question I have been waiting the whole conversation to ask.
Ask it.
The Kubernetes engagement. The one where you went from a compromised pod to cluster admin through an overbroad service account. When that landed on my desk, what likelihood should I have written next to it?
Hi.
Why?
Because I did it. It's not theoretical. I have the recording.
How long did it take you?
9 days.
With what?
With the scope document, the architecture diagrams, a contact who answered my questions, and a written promise that nobody would prosecute me.
And how many attempts before it worked?
4, 3 dead ends.
And if it hadn't worked at all, would you have reported that the cluster was safe?
No, I'd have reported that I didn't find a path in the time we bought.
So your method can produce a proof that something is possible, and it cannot produce a proof that anything is unlikely. It is asymmetric by construction. Which means when you hand me high, you are not telling me how often this happens in the world. You are telling me that a well-resourced, authorized, motivated professional with 9 days and 4 attempts got there once.
That is more than nothing.
It is far more than nothing. It is the best evidence I get all year. But it is evidence about one axis, and you have been handing it to me labeled as though it were about both.
Say the rest of it. You've clearly rehearsed this.
Every finding you produce is generated under conditions that are close to the attacker's best case. You choose the target, you choose when to stop, and your success criterion is your own. That is exactly what makes your work valuable. You are showing me the ceiling. But a ceiling is not a frequency. I cannot tell from your report whether that path gets walked twice a decade or twice a week, and neither can you, because you have never once been in a position to observe how often anybody tries.
No, I see who succeeded, and only when someone paid me to be that person.
So the likelihood column stays a guess. Not because we are lazy. Because neither of us is instrumented to know it.
Then here is where I don't concede.
Please.
The impact column isn't a guess. Not for the findings I bring you. When I walk a path, I know exactly what it reaches, because I stood at the other end of it. I know which data was readable, which keys were in that namespace, which service accounts were mounted where. That is not an estimate. That is a fact, and it is the only genuinely known quantity in your entire matrix.
It is.
And you take it, and you compress it to a single digit from 1 to 5, chosen by a committee that never walked the path, and then you multiply my fact by your guess and report the product as one number. You didn't just launder the guess, Marcus. You destroyed the only thing in there that anybody actually knew.
Yes, that is the better version of your objection, and it is worse for me than the one about ordinal scales.
It's the same objection. I just found the right end of it.
Let me put it in order, because I think we ended up somewhere neither of us started. The arithmetic is indefensible and I am not going to defend it again. Two rankings multiplied together produce a number with no units, and identical products can describe situations that require entirely different responses from entirely different people. That much is settled. But the objection I thought Tess was making, that the matrix is imprecise, was the weak one, because both of us were about to replace it with something built from the same guesses. The real objection is about what the multiplication does to the inputs. One factor is knowable. One is not. When you multiply them, the product looks as confident as the knowable half and is as accurate as the guessed half, and by the time it reaches the people who allocate money, nobody can tell which was which. Call it borrowed certainty. The guess borrows the confidence of the measurement, and the measurement is destroyed in the transaction. Which tells us what to do differently, and it isn't a better formula. It's refusing to combine the two. Report what is known as known. This path was walked, here is what it reached, here is who confirmed it. Report the frequency separately, as an assumption, in words, with a name attached to it, because someone chose that number and that person should be findable 6 months later. Two lines instead of one. And the thing I have to give up is the sorted list, which was the only reason I ever wanted the number. Tess, it's yours. You were wrong first tonight.
I was, and I want to say exactly how, because it's not the part that's going to be obvious. I came in with the mathematics and the mathematics was correct. That's what made it comfortable. What I had not looked at was my own contribution to the thing I was attacking. Every report I have ever written says hi somewhere, and I have never once had the standing to say it. I don't know how often anything happens. I have never watched a system that nobody was paying me to break. I see the attempts that succeeded, performed by the best resourced attacker that organization will ever face, who was me, and who was allowed to try four times. That is a proof of possible. I have been handing it over labeled as probable, and then complaining about what got done with it downstream. So I'll take the correction, and I'll take the instruction that comes with it. The likelihood column is not mine, and I should stop filling it in. The impact column is mine, entirely, and I have been letting it be compressed into one digit without objecting, which was the more serious failure of the two. And Marcus, you should stop reporting the product. Not because I won the argument about ordinal scales. Because the number you are reporting has my only fact inside it, and nobody can see it in there.
Borrowed certainty. That's the one I'm keeping. A guess and a measurement go into the multiplication, and what comes out has the confidence of the one and the accuracy of the other. I'm going to be insufferable about this in the next planning meeting I'm allowed into. Marcus, Tess, thank you. That's twice now that the person who came in correct left with homework. If you've got a risk matrix on a slide somewhere and you're now looking at it differently, tell us. We read everything. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this and leave us a rating if the argument was worth your commute. Next time we're bringing in someone new, because the topic doesn't work without her. Nora runs a product line that is hardware with software inside, and she is going to explain to both of these two why shipping a fix and having a fix installed are two completely different events, and why one of them sometimes involves a van. Until then.